This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Now that the fishing season's starting to roll, I'm going to start doing the podcast for both trout and bass fishing every several weeks to give you an upgrade on what's going on. Now, I'm recording this on the 18th of March, so the conditions I'm talking about are the conditions we have now and what I expect to be going on for the next several weeks. I'm going to start out with a stock trout stream such as Big Stony, Bull Pasture, those type streams. These streams are dropping back pretty quickly from all the snow we had. Now, this is going to give us some ideal condition for catching big trout. A friend of mine just got into a rainbow out here on Big Stony that was over 3 pounds, and he didn't land it, so it's there if you're after them. We usually go to streamers at this time of the year. The three that I especially like are the Murray's Pearl Marauder in a 10, the Black Marauder in a 10, and the Murray's 9-3 Streamer in a 10. This matches a lot of the natural minnows these big fish are feeding on, and they're very effective. Now, the technique I like to use is start right below the riffle, cast across stream, let it sink down very deeply, and then strip it back across stream about 6 inches every 10 seconds. I wade slowly down the whole pool while I'm using this technique and stop about every 5 feet and repeat this sequence with about four or five strikes. This covers the pool effectively all the way down to the end of the pool. If the current is real fast or the pool is more than about 4 feet deep, I use a scientific anchor sink tip 3 line. This is very effective, but now be sure that you use a short leader with this or you defeat yourself. The Murray's Fluorocarbon sinking leader at 6 feet 3x is ideal to use with this outfit because you'll usually catch more fish if you can fish the flies deeply. Now, if I'm using a floating line, I'll use the 9-foot 4x Murray's Classic knotted leader. This will do an excellent job on all that. Now, in the mountain trout streams, all of these are down the backbone of the Blue Ridge Mountains from Front Royal all the way down to the North Carolina line and back along the West Virginia Mountains in the National Forest, National Park, Blue Ridge Parkway. Those are the kind of streams I'm talking about now. Now, these are carrying a very full water level. You'll get your best fishing if you come into the upper reaches of these off the National Forest roads. Blue Ridge Parkway, Skyline Drive, as I mentioned, and park at the trailheads. These are in a couple of my books, and if you need help, just call me. But these come in from the trailheads. I usually walk down about an hour or so and then fish my way back up the mountain. The water temperature currently is holding just over 40 degrees. Now, this is great for the Epispluralis hatch. These nymphs get very active on the lower portion of the riffles. If you'll see my pictures on it, that's where I'm almost always catching these nymphs to take pictures of. And they're very active in the lower section of these. An effective technique at the beginning of the day is to put a Mr. Rapidan Parachute Dry size 14 on there. See, this is one of the flies I tried to match with the Mr. Rapidan. Put that on about a 9-foot 5X leader. Then come off the bend of that with about 2 feet of 5X dropper. To this, I attach the Mr. Rapidan Emerger in a 12 or the Mr. Rapidan Ollie Soft Tackle in a 12. And this is a very, very effective technique early in the day because you'll have some dries on the surface, but you'll have a lot of nymphs that are getting very active. Fish this upstream dead drift, and I start right at the very lip of the pool and fish all the way up to the head of the pool, being very careful to fish all the way up to the head of the pool, especially along each side of the riffle. Now, the last 2 hours of the day, you'll have duns coming off and you'll have spinners coming back. If you prefer fishing just dries, I think you can catch all the fish you want on dries the last 2 hours of the day just using the Mr. Rapidan Parachute. So do what suits your fancy there. But the last half of the day, I usually get rid of my nymphs. All right, now let's talk about the smallmouth bass. Now, these streams are heavy. Now, I'm talking about what's going on right now on the 18th of March. As the season progresses now, I'm going to come back, give you an updated thing every here every several weeks on what's happening. I just left the river 10 minutes ago before doing this. So what you want to do now is fish for some of the big fish that are feeding very actively now. These big fish do not want to fight this high stream level, because they're all the streams right now are carrying a pretty good water level. When the big fish want to feed, they'll move into protected areas they can find. Now, some of the best protection that we find when we fish, and I do start fishing bass right now, but the back eddies are the ideal places for these protected feeding stations. These big back eddies usually form on the slow side of the river, immediately below the riffle. Now, they'll be anywhere from 20 to 50 feet wide and run from 3 to 5 feet deep. Since I'm big fish hunting, and we do get big fish this time of the year, I go to our large magnum series, the Murray's Magnum Hogsucker and the Murray's Magnum Creek Chub, both those in about a size 4. You can't go wrong with those. And I fish these by either wading down the bank side or floating down the riverside to the upper end of these big back eddies. And I like to start at about 10 or 20 feet upstream from the upstream end, and 30 feet, if I'm floating, I'm going to be 30 feet out in the river. Naturally, if I'm coming down the bank, I'm going to be right beside the bank. But I like to start, if I'm floating the river, which we often do this time of year, I like to anchor the boat about 30 feet out from the upstream end of these back eddies. From here, I make about 6 casts across stream and that upper end of the eddy, and I let the fly sink as deeply as I can get it down. I want to swim that right back across the stream bottom by stripping it about 6 inches every 20 seconds. That'll crawl it right along the bottom. After making about, from 5 to 10 casts up there, I'll pull the anchor up on the boat, slip down about 5 feet, and repeat that technique. And I'll ease my way down. I'll make about, anywhere from 5 to 10 casts in each spot, and then slip down about 5 feet, 5 feet, 5 feet until I've covered the whole thing. These big back eddies are so effective at this time of the year that normally I'll spend at least a half hour fishing one of these back eddies the size of a badminton court, because they are so productive. Now, I'll be back in a few weeks to keep you up to date on what's going on as the conditions change. If you have any questions between now and then, just ring me at 540-984-4212. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.